This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 25. What if I don't know the answer to a speaking question? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. On the IELTS speaking test, you might get an unfamiliar question that you don't have an answer to. We're going to show you what not to do and two things that you should do if you face this situation on your IELTS speaking test.
Lindsay, how you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Glad to hear it.
So we get to give our listeners some real live examples today.
I know, because one of the biggest questions that we've been getting lately, you know, we've been asking our listeners to go on over to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and to fill out our survey. And we've heard that one of the biggest challenges is, what happens if I get into the speaking section and the examiner asked me a question that I don't know the answer to?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot, actually, in my IELTS classes. Mm. So what we thought we would do today is to first do a little role play to show you what not to do in that situation.
Exactly. So again, guys, this is what not to do.
So do not stop the podcast after this example.
Yes,
wait, and we'll show you better examples.
So I'm going to be the examiner, of course, and Jessica will be the student, the test taker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So here is your speaking question. Please describe a traditional dance from your country.
Is there another question?
Sorry. I would be happy to repeat the question.
Please, I don't like that question. I don't like that question.
I don't have the option to give you another question. I'm so sorry, but I'd be happy to repeat the question.
No.
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. Next question.
I'm so sorry. We can't do another question, but please describe a traditional dance from your country.
Okay. So that is what not to do.
Oh, you really messed that up.
I know. I got a really bad score just then. The examiner can't like switch topics. Okay. Whatever question that you are given, you have to say something about. So you have two choices in this situation because, you know, depending on your culture, maybe this isn't something that you are used to talking about. I don't usually talk about traditional dances either.
Yeah. I could see how this could be intimidating, right, Jessica? Because we get these questions and, right, dance is not something I think about every day either.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So what do we do?
So you actually have two options that are really similar to how you come up with ideas on writing task two. The first one, which you can probably guess is one of my favorites, is to creatively come up with a lie. It's not bad to lie in this situation, okay, guys?
Right.
IELTS doesn't care about your ideas, okay? That's really important to remember. They just want to listen to you speak English. So you could make something up. However, if you are nervous and maybe that makes you feel even more nervous, it might. Mm-hmm. In that case, just seriously think of anything in your life related to the topic. So the topic is dance. You could talk about why you don't like dancing or someone you know who's a good dancer.
Right. Yeah. I think this would be a really great place to use the framework who, what, when, where, why, right? That we talked about a few weeks
ago. Yeah, exactly. Come up with those details that'll help you to think of something to say.
On the speaking section of the IELTS, there are certain mistakes that you want to avoid, and there are also certain ways to use your intonation to get a better score. If you want to know what those are, you can go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and download our cheat sheet instantly for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
So first of all, honestly say that you don't know the answer to that exact question, but this is a really good time to show some good, polite, formal vocabulary to the examiner. Just memorize a phrase or two like, oh, I apologize, but this topic is unfamiliar to me. Right? Something like that. That's kind of impressive.
Great idea. Yeah. No, I like that idea, Jessica. I think that's great because that shows manners also. And the examiner will be impressed with you and your character, and it might give you a couple extra points. Who knows?
Totally. Being nice and polite is never a bad idea.
Right.
For sure.
We fully endorse it here at All Ears English.
Yes. Completely. Completely. And then you could say, so I can't talk about a traditional dance, but I can say that I am honestly a terrible dancer. I try to go dancing with my friends and it's very embarrassing because I'm so bad, or, you know, something like that.
Great. I love it. I love it. This is the perfect answer because it's so easy. I mean, you can, even if you can't talk about a traditional dance, you can certainly talk about yourself and your own dancing skills. So to just segue over into that tangent makes so much sense. And if you're not going to get marked down on that, changing the topic, as you're saying, Jessica, then perfect.
Yeah. As long as it's related to the topic somehow. I mean, the main point of that question is dance, right? That's the verb. That's the main part of the question. So as long as you're saying anything about dance, you're fine. You're not going to lose points at all.
Very nice. Good to know. So make stuff up or just think or think about anything that's related or think about your own experience, but don't ask the examiner to change the question.
Yeah, never do that because they can't. And I'm pretty sure they don't want you to ask them to do that because it's something that is impossible. So don't make the examiner mad if you can help it.
That's the last person you want to make mad.
Yeah. Nice and polite. Again, that's what we're focusing on here.
Oh, I love it. This has been short and sweet, but powerful because this is a direct answer to one of the questions, or I know a question that a lot of you guys are having. Again, what do you do if you don't understand the question, or you don't know how to answer the question? And this is a great answer. Anything else, Jessica, to add?
Yeah, I just want to give our listeners one more resource. If you look at IELTS band descriptors, you can see that the IELTS website, IELTS.org, will show you exactly what the examiner wants you to do on the speaking and writing tests. So you can see the definition of what a 6 is, what a 7 is. And I think knowing those facts will help you feel a little bit more confident, and it will also help guide you in your practice.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, just understand what it takes to get the score you're looking for and where you might fall, you know, when you get started preparing, and just go into it. Just I think the moral of the story here is preparation is the key to confidence.
Yeah, for sure. As much preparation and honest preparation, useful preparation that you can get.
The right preparation, I suppose.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to All Ears English, you're doing it right. So keep going, guys.
Congratulations. You made it. You're doing the right practice.
So we're going to have quite a few more IELTS episodes in the future, guys. So thanks for tuning in today. And thanks for joining us today, Jessica, and sharing this insight. This has been an interesting example and an interesting episode.
My pleasure. I really love these questions from our listeners to help give us stuff to talk about. So more questions, guys. I would love to help you guys out.
Yeah, guys, keep the questions coming. The survey is probably going to be closed by the time this episode goes out, but email us your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Go ahead and throw me an email. Let me know what your IELTS questions are so that Jessica and I can directly address them for you on this show.
Fantastic. And maybe even say your name on the podcast. That would be cool.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Very cool. All right. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.